D'mai Perikei Mishnah Beis. This Mishnah also is going to be similar to the previous Mishnah, where you sort of do things in certain levels, meaning you first then you designate a place on the challah, on the bread, and then afterwards you do another step, and then you do a third step. So let's see. Haroitza lahafrish truma utrumas meiser ka'achas. A person that wants on the same bread to be mafrish truma and trumas meiser at once, and that he's going to do it and not a Levi. How does he do this? Noitel echad mishloshim v'sholosh u'shlish. He designates. Notil here just means like it does in Mishnah Aleph. Doesn't mean he actually takes it, but he designates 1/33.3, meaning 3%. V'omer, and then he says. So he designated that amount and then says, echad mimeya mimashi yesh kan. 1/100, which is a third of this little area. Harei ze bitzad ze chulin. It's going to be on the side, chulin, because remember, the first thing he has to do, in this Mishnah, he's doing truma also, not just trumas meiser. And truma is the first thing you have to do, and truma comes before meiser. So that's why he's very careful to call the adjacent thing next to what he's going to be mafrish as truma, as chulin. V'har shar truma al hakol. And the 2/3, meaning the 2/3 of this little area, that's going to be truma on the whole bread. That's what it means, vashar truma ala kol. So now he took off truma. Umei achulin sheyesh kan, or like the Rav says, the Rav's devar maskil is mei achulin sheyesh kan, which is the third, that little sliver that's next to the truma. So first he's going to be considering it meiser, because eventually he's going to make a trumas meiser. Harei ze betzad ze meiser. Ushar meiser samachlo. So this little portion, he's splitting it up from the point of this little portion to whatever is next of it. So this little sliver, that 2/3 of this area, he made truma. And the 1/3, the sliver, he's now making it meiser. And the shar meiser samachlo, and also the rest that's next to it, is also going to be meiser. The rest of it meaning what's going to fill up 1/10 of the whole loaf of bread. So now you can see the picture below, that now you have a portion where 2/3 of a portion is truma gedola on the whole loaf of bread. 1/3 of that little portion is meiser. And it's, we know that if it's going to soon be Trumas Meiser. And then the rest of that whole area is regular Meiser Rishon. So now, Zesh Osisi Meiser, that little sliver that I made Meiser, also Trumas Meiser Olav. That I'm going to make Trumas Meiser upon it. V'hashar Chala. Some don't have this girso. V'hashar Chala means, like it did in the previous Mishnah, that you would take from the rest Chala, which in the end really comes out to 2%. U'Meiser Sheni Bitzfoinai, Obidromo Mechul Alamos, just like in the previous Mishnah. You put Meiser Sheni in the north or the south or whatever, and you're mechol it onto Mos. So it comes out that 2% will be Truma, 1% will be Trumas Meiser, a total of 10% of the whole thing will be Meiser, 2% of it will be Chala, because that's 1/48. It's not exact, meaning it's not exactly 2%, 1/48 of everything. And then you have the Meiser Sheni that'll be mechol on Mos. Meiser Sheni from a different area of Chulin will be mechol al Mos.